Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Tav Tes, and we are going to be learning Se'ifim Yud, and at least the beginning of Se'if Yud Aleph. This is page Reish Ayin Vav, Amud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Omer L'chaveru, Arev Alay B'tamarim. If a person says to his friend, I want you to make an Erev for me with dates, Ve'erev Alav B'grogros, and then he went and he used dried figs, B'grogros, Ve'erev Alav B'tamarim, or vice versa. Omer Lo, you said to him, Hanachi Ruvi B'migdal, I want you to put my Erev in a closet, safe somewhere, V'nicha B'shovach, and he put it in a bird house. B'shovach v'nichu b'migdal, or vice versa. B'bayis v'nichu b'aliyah. He said, I'd like my erev to be on the first floor, and he put it on the second floor. B'aliyah v'nichu b'bayis, or vice versa. Eino erev. In all those cases, it's an invalid erev because the shliach did not do his shlichus. He didn't follow the explicit instructions that you had left for him. But if you just said, make me an erev, and he made an erev, bein b'grogus, bein b'tamarim, whatever food he chose to use, bein b'bayis b'aliyah, whatever floor of the house he chose to place it on, hareze eruv, then it is a valid eruv because he did not defy his shlichus. Siv katan nun gimel b'tamarim vein chalik bein eruv mishal mishalech or mishal shliach b'chol gavnei akpeid vein chal shlichus. It doesn't matter whose food he's even using. He could be using his own food, but he doesn't have the right to choose which food to use. If you only made him a shliach to use dates, even though he's the one that's contributing the food, b'migdal v'inuch b'shovach v'afilu shneim krovim or shneim rechokim, regardless of the distance, you might say, well, I'm making it easier for him or better for him. Because we assume that he wants his eruv in a particular place. So eno eruv shashira midas mishalcha v'akra shlichus. Because he's doing different than the mishaleach had intended, and by so doing, he has been oker that shlichus. Se'if yud aleph misha baba derech. If someone is coming back from a journey somewhere, so he's traveling on the road, umakir, and it's erev Shabbos, umakir ilon ogoda b'sof alpay mama, and he sees a tree or a fence that's about 2,000 amos away from him, the Yari Shamatach Shach Kodim Shiagia Sham, and he's nervous that he's not going to make it there on Shabbos, before Shabbos. So he wants that to be his Makom Shvisa, but he's just afraid that he's going to be walking too slow. Va'amar Shvisasi Tachta Bi'ikaro. So he declares from a distance that I want my Makom Shvisa to be in the by the root of that tree, by the trunk of that tree. So Kana Shvisa Bi'ikaro V'yesham Sham Alpay Mama. So that works, and he gets 2,000 amos in every direction. Even though if he were to continue walking at a leisurely pace, he would never be able to get there before Shabbos. He would have to run in order to get there before Shabbos. He doesn't need to run. He can walk benachas, and he's still kona shvisa in the place where he could have reached had he chosen to run. But if he never would have been able to get there, then he's stuck because he's not. He decided that he doesn't want where he is now to be his makom shvisa, and he wasn't kona shvisa there because it was a place that was inaccessible to him, and therefore he's just stuck in place. Says the Mishbur Nunvav, Ilan Ogader, V'adin Shar Makom Mesuyam. It could be any clearly defined place, kigon selo, kiagavna, like a rock or something like that. V'imtiin makom shvisa betel. And if he marked off his makom shvisa on a mound that's 10 tefachim high, or in a crevice in the ground that's 10 tefachim deep, then the whole area of the top of that mound, even if it's very large, is all considered like dalet amos up until the shear of the beis hasayim. V'yeshlo may also makom lalan al payim ama, and therefore he gets 2,000 amos from the tel, from the edge of that mound or that crevice in the ground. Shvisasi tachto biikaro. He says, I'm declaring my makom shvis is at the biikaro of that ilan, shel ilan. Lafuki imamr stam shvisasi tachto. He can't just say, my shvis is under the tree. He's got to say biikaro. Shukolagam tachsanafim. Because if he just says under the tree, that would mean anywhere under the branches. Afilum kali ilan ubitoch shir alpayimam makom amidaso. Even if the entire tree with all the branches is within 2,000 amos of where he's standing, lo yelom in ilan vahala alpayimam ashleimim kiim pachas misakudil kamei. He would not end up getting the full 2,000 amos beyond the tree because we don't know which four amos are his under the tree. So we're going to see that we're going to have to be machmir about where he's kona shvisa if he wasn't specific about it. Kona shvisa ba'amira bi'alma. You know, this is a chiddush, the idea that he could say, that spot, that's where I'm kona shvisa. Because up until now we learned that you can go there, beregel, and by being there you're kona shvisa, or you can send food there. This is the first time we're saying that just saying it. I'm not there. My food's not there. I'm just pointing to it and saying that's where. That's good enough. This is a special kula that we have for people who are baba derech. So he's allowed to walk slowly, even though by walking slowly he's not going to arrive there before Shabbos, as long as if he were to run, he would arrive. In fact, he doesn't have to walk at all. He could stay right where he is and go there tomorrow. And he can go the full 2,000 amos to the tree tomorrow on Shabbos morning, and then 2,000 amos past it. Since he could have gotten to the base of that tree before Shabbos started, so he doesn't have to actually get there, and he is kona eruv. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter. Now, that's only if he designated a specific four amos within 2,000 amos of where he is. Where, for example, he says my makom shvisa is by the trunk of the tree. And between here and the trunk of the tree is less than 2,000 amos. But if the entire tree is not within 2,000 amos, and he did not identify which area under the tree is his, then lo kona shvisa, then he's not kona shvisa at all. Because if some of the tree is beyond 2,000 amos from where he is, maybe that's what he meant. Maybe that's where he wanted to be kona shvisa, and that doesn't work. He's not kona shvisa here, because he made it clear that he doesn't want to be kona shvisa here where he is right now, and therefore below yosus mimukama, he's not going to be allowed to move from where he is. Mishabur sivkat and samach v'dafka shiichet rotzolomar dafilu echashiyachol lahagia. Even if he could get there before Shabbos, lo mahani ela kashiyichet. It only works if he designates where exactly, where precisely he wants to be kona shvisa. There's nothing new over here in this line. And it's as if he's saying v'davka ba'ofen shetziarnu sham shvisa sivikar shiichet b'zeh makom l'shvisa b'zeh makom ayu b'toch alpayim. Avon lo yichet makom tachta v'ein kalilim b'toch alpayim lo. He's just reaffirming that which he said, that you could be kona shvisa by saying shvisasi biikaro, is dafka, that you identify a location and that location is within 2,000 amos of where you are. But if you do not identify a location and the tree is not within, and the entirety of the tree is not within 2,000 amos of where you are, you're stuck. Then ein yoser me'al payim lav dafka dafilu mayim mimkoma adikaro al payim va'arba amos. Now when we say that it's got to be within 2,000 amos of where he is, we really mean within 2,004 amos of where he is. Kodesh HaMashvisa, Denosna Arba Amos Mokom Shvisas Levad Alpayim. Because wherever he's Kodesh Shvisa, he gets the four amos, the Shvisa is four amos, so he gets the four amos next to it. The Gam Kavanas HaMechabru Alpayim Levad Arba Amos Shal Mokom Shvisa. The Gam Ashkos V'Acharkach Aval, and when we say that if the whole tree is not within 2,000 amos, B'toch Alpayim, HaKavana B'toch Alpayim V'Arba Amos. We mean within 2,004 amos. If the entirety of the tree is not within his range, 2,004 amos, even though the trunk of the tree may be within 2,004 amos of where he is, but some of the branches are outside of it, and he never identified which part of the tree he wants to be kona shvisa. He should have identified some section that's within the 2,000 amos of where he is, but he didn't. Elam Rastam, Shekona Shvisa Tachzilan. He just says, I'm being Kona Shvisa under the tree. Lachain lo Kona Shvisa Klal. He is therefore not Kona Shvisa at all. Deshem Akivin Likno Shvisa Tachas Hanaf Mayotzel Chutzutchum. Because maybe his intention was to be Kona Shvisa under those branches that extend outside of the Tchum. Velo Yazuz Mimakomo, and therefore he's stuck. Ratzalomer Mitoch Arba Amosav. He's not allowed to go beyond Dalit Amos. We're going to stop there. So to summarize what we learned today, first we said that if the shliach didn't use the type of food that you told him to use, even if it's his own food, or he didn't place the eruv in the environment or on the level of the house that he was instructed to do so, it's an invalid eruv. But if you identify a spot within 2,000 amos that you can get to before Shabbos, you can be kona shvisa even without physically going there and even without anyone putting an eruv down. But that only works if you identify a spot and that spot is within 2,004 amos of where you are. But if you just identify the tree, and some of those trees, tree branches extend past 2,004 amos, then you have no tchum at all, and you are limited to your dalid amos. So Be'ez Hashem on Sunday, very likely the same time as now, but we'll see. Just stay tuned to the WhatsApp. We'll continue with the rest of Sif Yud Aleph and probably just finish off the Simin on Sunday. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Good Shabbos.